Today's episode of Underground Classroom is titled, What Are You Most Afraid Of? In the following program, you'll hear elementary students discuss fears from fairly typical to slightly unusual. It's obvious that some of the fears we have as a child carry over even as we become adults. As I listened to some of the children's answers, I realized I was still afraid of most of the things they were talking about themselves. Masks, snakes, darkness, clowns.
Say underground, underground classroom,
Welcome to Underground Classroom. Thank you for joining us. Can you tell me what afraid means?
Afraid is when, like, you have fear of something.
Swimming pools, because, like, ever since I started swimming, I always drowned and I couldn't really free myself, so the swimming teacher had to try to get me. Yeah.
So back up a little bit. So you're afraid of swimming?
Yes.
And how long have you been afraid of swimming?
For about 3 years.
You've been going to swim lessons for 3 years? And yeah. Can you describe what happens when you try?
When I try, I keep on drowning more and more and more.
So if you're in deep water, your head goes under the water, and you can't get yourself back up?
Yeah.
Okay. Has your swim teacher taught you anything to try to...
She only taught me to float, but that doesn't help at all.
So she taught you how to float, but you still don't know how to float. So what are you going to do to overcome this fear?
I'll try to go for swimming for more years and probably be able to float.
And what makes you so afraid of drowning?
Because look at that, because of the deep water and how the water, like, moves into, like, little waves. And I feel like it's gonna make a big wave.
So you're more scared of the waves? That's interesting. What goes on in your brain when you're in the water? Like, what are you thinking?
I'm thinking about, like, something else. I'm thinking about...
So you're trying to swim, but you're thinking of something else? Like what?
Something like school or...
So you're trying to learn how to swim, and you're drowning. And while you're slightly drowning, you're thinking of school.
Yeah.
Oh, that's interesting. Why?
Because there's so much things I have to do in school, and I really couldn't concentrate on swimming.
So you're so stressed out about school that when you try to swim, all you can think about is school? I feel the same way. I'm so stressed out about school that sometimes when I'm swimming, I'm thinking about it too.
Spiders, because some are poisonous and you can get bit by them.
When did you become afraid of spiders?
One time when I was playing in my basement, I saw one, and I think it had two red triangles.
Two red triangles? Like it was just holding two red triangles?
No. A spider with two red triangles is a poisonous spider.
Where does it have the two red triangles?
On, like, its body.
And you got close enough to see two red triangles?
Like, I saw two dots.
So you just imagined that the dots were triangles?
Yeah.
And when you saw it, what did you do?
I went upstairs and I told my mom, and she picked it up with a napkin.
Mom picked the spider up with a napkin?
Yeah.
And what'd she do with it then?
She threw it out.
She threw the spider out? Like, in the garbage?
No, she put it outside.
Oh, she put it outside.
Yeah.
Are you just saying that to be nice, or did she really throw it out?
No, she put it outside.
If you saw a spider, like, right now, what would you do?
I'd get scared.
You get scared? But I mean, like, but what would you do with your body?
Would
you
run.
You would run?
Yeah.
Would you make a sound? Okay.
No.
You explain. You would just quietly run away?
Yeah.
As fast as possible. Maybe you're really hard and so
Six Flags.
Okay, so...
roller coasters.
So you go, you're brave enough to go on the roller coaster?
Yeah.
But then when you get to the top, like when it's right about to drop?
Yeah.
That's when you're freaked out?
Mm-hmm.
And what do you do?
I try to stay calm.
And okay, how do you stay calm?
I just close my eyes and hold my belly.
You close your eyes and hold your belly?
Mm-hmm.
Like with both hands?
Yeah.
Can I see it? Oh, it looks okay. And that calms you down?
Yeah, kind of.
And do you keep going on rides even though you're afraid of heights?
Well, I haven't been on one like since a year. But...
okay. What are you most afraid of when you're up high?
Like when you drop down.
So you're just afraid, are you just afraid of falling down?
Yeah, basically.
Even though you're strapped in?
Mm-hmm.
Do you go on roller coasters that go upside down?
No.
Because they like have weird skin and they hiss at people, which is kind of weird. It's kind of weird.
So the sounds they make is
yes.
Part of what makes them scary.
Yeah.
What would a snake sound like? Now, have you been afraid of snakes your whole life, or?
No, I didn't do a whole life. When I was four, I started getting scared of snakes because when a pre-K zookeeper would come to our pre-K school and they'll bring in a snake, and when I saw that snake, it looked really weird. It was kind of weird and had skin that looked a little weird.
So weird seems to be the key word.
Yeah.
You mean weird by like so different
from yeah.
things that you're normally
yeah.
seeing? Now, is the snake out of a tank?
Yeah, the snake is out of a tank.
And how old are you now?
8.
Yeah, think about that a little bit. So you've been afraid for snakes, if I do some quick math, 4 years. 40. Now, are you going to be afraid of snakes your whole life, or are you going to try to overcome this fear?
I'll try to overcome this fear.
How? Do a game plan?
My mom and dad would try to buy a snake and put it in like a tank.
You're gonna ask your mom and dad to buy a snake?
Yeah.
Even though you're really afraid of them?
Yeah. And just put it in his tank.
Yeah.
And just try to like overcome it by looking at it and see and make sure I don't get scared a lot.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
If you saw a snake just kind of lying on the floor, what sound would you make? One last question.
Okay.
If you do get this pet snake, what would you call it?
Call it like Jack or something.
Why would you call your snake Jack?
Because that's like a weird name for a snake. Because snakes are weird.
Yeah.
And I'm making like a weird name for a snake. So.
Cats.
Really? Why?
Because I'm scared of their sharp nails.
Now, do you have a cat at home?
Mm-mm.
Have you ever been around a cat?
I was walking sometimes and I see somebody having a cat. I was walking somewhere and I saw a cat somewhere and I didn't see a leash, so I got a little scared.
Yeah, you don't usually see cats with leashes. They kind of just walk around, right? Especially stray cats.
And also, my friend came, I saw a black cat in my backyard and I got a little scared.
Now, why? What is it? Has a cat ever done something to you?
No, but I just feel scared, like maybe it would scratch me.
So you just see a cat and you just think he or she is creepy and you're afraid of them. Now, have you felt this way your whole life or just recently?
Just recently.
And that's your number one fear is cats. So I'm going to think that you're never going to get a cat. Do you think you're ever going to get over this fear?
Maybe, but it's also because my mom is scared of a cat.
Ah, so your mom has told you she's scared of cats? Does she say why she's scared?
No.
So your mom being scared of something has kind of helped you be scared of this too. Now what about Dad? Is he scared of cats?
No.
No, have you ever talked to him about it?
No.
Can you tell me what it means to be afraid?
It means that something that you think will be just a little bit that you feel that you don't want to see, that you think you kind of go behind.
You go behind?
Yeah, you go like back and you kind of feel like more scared.
When you go behind something, what do you hide behind?
Like a rock.
Behind a rock? So yeah. Anytime you see something scary, you find the closest rock?
Yeah.
But what happens if the rock is smaller than you?
Then I'll just run away to some place that's bigger than
me. And find a bigger rock?
Yeah.
I like that.
I'm afraid of in the dark because I don't like to be scared, and I get scared in the dark a lot because it is very scary. I think they're like monsters in the dark, even though they're no. I try to think.
Can I back you up a second? You're a pretty smart guy, and I think you just said you know there's no monsters, right?
Yeah.
But you're still afraid that there could be monsters. What makes you think there could be, even though you feel like you know there aren't monsters?
Because sometimes my brother teases me that, oh, there's a monster.
How old's your brother?
3.
Your brother's 3?
But I still don't care.
It doesn't matter how old he is?
Yeah.
You don't care what he says, or you don't care how old he is?
I don't care what he says.
But you're telling me that it still makes you afraid.
Yeah.
So you care. You care a little bit.
Yeah.
Now, when he says there's a monster over there, does he say what kind of monster?
No.
So just by him saying monster over and over again, it's in your brain?
Yeah, it gets stuck in my brain a lot.
Like, every night or just once in a while?
Once in a while.
So walk me through it. You walk into your bedroom and it's dark.
And then I quickly go up the stairs and then I sleep in my bed. I start pretending I'm sleeping.
You pretend you're sleeping just in case there's a monster there, so the monster thinks you're sleeping?
Or a robber.
Oh, there could be a robber in the room.
Yeah.
Well, that's something that, yeah, I can see you being afraid of. Do you think if there's a robber in your room, if you're asleep, he or she will just walk by?
Yeah.
And just not steal anything?
Yeah.
What do you have in your room that a robber might steal?
Like, in my room, I have, like, glass cards that they might take the glass out and then they might make it into metal for something.
So you think robber's going to come and get your special glass, melt it, and do something else with it?
Wow.
Now, let me ask you one more question. Monsters or robbers? Which ones are you
robbers.
More afraid of?
I'm more afraid of robbers because I know they're real.
Monsters because, like, in the middle of the night when I'm sleeping, I feel like there's a monster behind me, like, tickling me. And I feel like,
So you're sleeping in your bed?
Trying to, like, poke me.
So you're sleeping in your bed and you think there's a monster tickling you?
Mm-hmm, or poking me.
Or poking you. Tickling doesn't sound so bad. So are you thinking like a furry, funny monster or like a bad, scary monster?
Funny.
A funny monster is tickling you. So you're afraid of a funny one?
Like a clown that looks weird.
Oh, back to clowns again. Alright. And what do you mean by poking?
I don't like scary clowns, and I wrote in my diary, and I feel like they looked in it, and they poked me because...
Can I go back a second? You wrote in your diary that clowns could be in your bedroom? And then you think the clowns came and read your diary? How do you know that?
I'm just thinking that they did that.
Is there a reason why? You just think that's something they would do?
Yeah.
So how are you going to get them to stop doing this?
Like in the middle of the night, I can make something out of the things. And then make a security camera. But not really
Wait, you're gonna make a security camera for your room?
Yeah, because I don't have one.
So where are you gonna get that from?
I might make it.
You're gonna make your own security camera? That's pretty cool. And is it gonna be able to record in the dark? So if a clown ever shows up, you can catch them on camera?
Yeah.
And if you catch them on camera, what are you gonna do?
I'm going like in the morning when I wake up, I'll always check the security camera that I made if a clown was actually there.
So if you see a clown on your security camera, what's your next step?
I'm going to
Not sure how you haven't thought that far, right? Can I tell you something? I don't think a clown has ever been in your room. And I don't think a clown has ever read your diary. But I think you're gonna be okay. I can promise you that that's never happened. Does that make you feel a little bit better? Okay.
I'm afraid of swimming because one time I almost drowned and I was asking for help, but no one could hear me, and my mom pulled me back to the other side and I was safe.
Is that bite?
Alligator said bite. Have you ever seen an alligator in New Jersey?
No.
So what makes you afraid?
Like they chomp so big and they have like really long teeth.
So like just their mouth and their teeth kind of freaks you out a little bit.
I am scared of the dark because it is creepy when I feel scared because no one's in there if it's really dark in my bedroom.
So it's your bedroom that's the most scary place, or just anytime it's dark?
When it's dark.
Like if you walk into the bathroom of your house and it's dark, is that scary?
If the door is shut, yeah.
So you mean you see the door shut from the outside and then you open it and it's dark, that scares you? No. No, okay. What are you afraid might be there?
Like animals.
Animals, that's an interesting one. Like, what kind of animal might be in the dark?
Hyenas.
So you are afraid that when you open your door to your bedroom, it's dark, there might be a hyena there. What are you most afraid of?
Spiders.
Why?
Because they're terrifying and they bite and some are poisonous. I'm afraid of daddy long legs because they look very creepy. Whenever I'm going upstairs and my mom tells me to bring her back, I'm afraid that like something's gonna scare me, so I just call my sister to come upstairs with me, and it doesn't make me be afraid. I'm scared of roller coasters because they go so fast and I get like scared, like I'm gonna fall down because like it's so high, and sometimes it goes really high and goes down and it gets really scary.
Snakes, because some are poisonous and they bite.
What made you afraid of snakes?
Because one day I was watching a TV show with my dad and there was a snake and it bit somebody, and that's why I was scared.
I am most afraid of the dark when it's like there's like big shadows around you and I can't sleep.
So it's not just any dark, it's the dark in your bedroom. What do you imagine could be in the dark?
Like bugs and stuff.
Bugs? What kind of bugs?
Big ones.
Big bugs. Do you have a name for a certain kind of bug you're worried about?
No? You're just aware that there are bugs in the world, and there could be bugs in the dark.
What I'm most afraid of is bears, because they have sharp claws.
You're afraid of bears?
Yeah.
That's interesting. What? Where have you seen a bear?
I've seen it in Monroe climbing a tree.
You actually saw it, or did you see it on the news?
I saw.
With your own two eyes?
Yes.
You saw a bear climbing a tree?
Yes.
In your neighborhood?
Yes.
Did you go see him because you knew he was there, or he just happened to be there?
He just happened to be there.
Wow. All right. So ever since that happened, you are now afraid of bears.
Yeah.
Because you now know bears could be somewhere, right? And they are kind of dangerous. What did you do when you saw the bear?
I just ran away screaming.
What did the scream sound like?
It sounded like...
Can you scream for us? That's what you said when you saw a bear?
Snakes. Because I feel like they're really like squiggly and weird.
They're squiggly and weird.
Like.
But like Twizzlers are squiggly. Are you scared of Twizzlers?
No, like, like I don't, like they must look weird and.
Okay, it's because so they look so weird. What makes them look weird?
They're like skin.
Okay, yeah. And I agree with you, they are kind of weird, because
yeah.
If you think about it, they have no legs.
Yeah.
They have no arms.
And then their tongue is like cut off like in the middle.
Their tongue is cut in the middle, you're right, I always forgot about that. That is kind of, so
yeah.
The stranger the animal is, the more afraid you are of it.
Yeah.
So I would imagine kittens are okay.
Yeah.
What about squids? They're kind of in the middle for you?
Yeah.
I'm afraid of dinosaurs because when they're gonna come back to life, they're gonna eat us all.
Wow. That's a first. You're the first kid who said they're afraid of dinosaurs. Do you really believe that dinosaurs are gonna come back? Or are you just being silly?
I think they might.
Why? How could they come back?
Because I read in this book where they think they might bring a mammoth back to life.
Oh, I read about that too. We're scientists. Yeah, so you have a real fear. Like, you really don't want them to come back.
And, like, they were going around our neighborhood.
Now, did you actually see the clowns, or you just heard people talking about them?
Well, I saw one on TV, and also my friend in my class, like, she saw one.
And
yeah.
She told you, and then... Yeah, sometimes that's how some fears start. Like one kid starts it and it just keeps kind of like snowballing and gets bigger and bigger and bigger. So if you ever saw a stranger, do you know what you're gonna do?
Well, first stay with a parent and tell them what happened. And if your parent knows them, they'll say hi.
Yeah, because sometimes strangers are actually just people you haven't met, but your mom or dad knows them, right?
Yeah.
And then they're not scary strangers.
Yeah.
So is there anything you're going to do to just try to get over your fear of clowns?
I'm going to, like, try and forget about them.
Well, that's it for today's episode. Thank you for listening.
I'm afraid of darkness. I'm afraid of darkness.